Call the March 20th common council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayor is excused. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Anyone wishing to speak?
Your Honor, I know there are some here wanting to speak on item six. Would it be appropriate to do this under citizen comment period or take that up under suspension of the rules? What would you prefer?
Well, Mr. Lucky's party to it, so he would be here under six. Let's do everybody but Mr. Lucky.
Okay.
Test.
Thank you.
Good evening. Before I begin, I'm here on in support of item six, the resolution approving the funding authorization for the historical barn construction. But I first wanted to say, Mr. Mayor, that I totally support your position on the dark stores, and that I think the state legislature needs to just make a motion to adjourn and go home and quit bothering local government. All of you are wrestling with very, very difficult issues regarding revenue that has not been caused by this council, but is being caused by, I call it, very poor legislation that's coming out of the Wisconsin legislature. I'm here primarily because of the, we call it the Barn Project, but really what it is it's a museum. And once it is constructed and built and finished, what it's going to do is going to house the treasures of the city of Franklin, i.e. Farm implementations, historical records. It is going to encompass pictures and photos of the people that actually built the city of Franklin and built this community. We forget, and I think the children of today forget, that 90% of the people that lived in Franklin were farmers. It's the farmers that built this community. I hold in my hand a book that was assembled by some of the people who are in the room. This took an inordinate amount of time to put together. And it is basically the Bible or the roots of Franklin. For people like myself who moved here in 1983, who had no idea of the history of Franklin, this document is absolutely incredibly valuable. This gives me roots. This is my sense of community. The children that are living in this community, that have attended lessons over at the Historical Society, that too for them is giving them the roots that they normally would not get from anywhere else. As I look at item six, I see it as basically the Historical Society, because of no fault through their own, is asking this council to underwrite the project until such time as they can raise additional funds to pay back the council. I look at this, it'd be like building a bridge, and you've built 7/8 of the bridge, and you only have 1/8 to go, and yet somebody says, well, we don't have the funding for it. Let's get the bridge built. Let's make Franklin, once again, very, very proud of its history. Let's have a place, another place that we can see as a meeting place for our community, and that will cement our roots once and for all. With that, I absolutely ask that you push forward and vote for this item. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Anyone else? Jim, you can talk during the item because you're the president of the Historical Society.
Yeah, I'd like to. It's James Lucky, 4925 West Rawson Avenue in Franklin. And all I have to say is this is a great gift to the city of Franklin that we're trying to give, and we just want a little help. Everybody knows my position on this, so all I'm going to say is I want to thank city staff that has helped us tremendously over these last few years, and I want to thank all the council members and Your Honor. I want to thank the city of residents of Franklin who has supported this, everything from buying a raffle ticket to going to our barn dances to giving us contributions both directly and in kind. And most of all, I want to thank some of the people that are sitting to my left here. There are many others, of course, but these are some of the key people. And thank you very much for everything you folks have done. And that's what I have to say, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lucky. Anybody else? Anybody else wishing to speak on any matter?
Hi. I'm Joan Bird, but I'm the granddaughter of Louis and Ida Schleter. Those were my grandparents. Ed and Peg Schleter were my parents. And so this area is very near and dear to my heart. So I want to ask you to do everything you can to honor their legacy and the legacy of Franklin. It means very much to all of us. Thank you.
Could you give us your address, please, for the record?
Sure. John Bird, 18725D, Emerald Circle, Brookfield, 5205.
Thank you. Joe, Ms. Thompson.
One more Franklin long-term resident, Joan Thompson, 8057 Legend Drive. I'm the proud granddaughter of Tom Gonsol. He was the last town chairman of the town of Franklin before it was incorporated. He was also a lifelong farmer here in the community. And so, of course, I support the barn project, and my grandfather would be so proud if you fellows would help us out. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. Anyone else? Anyone else on anything? Okay. Seeing no one rise, I will close the public comment period. Doug's back there wiggling in the seat, but sorry, Doug, too late. Okay, we'll move on. Item B2 is mayoral announcements. Proclamation designating April 8th to the 14th as National Public Safety Communicators Week. There is a proclamation in your packet, and I see no dispatchers here. If anybody has the unfortunate occasion to call 911, please wish them a great week. Or dial the non-emergency and wish them a great week and take your time. See Captain Learman, who's in charge of that group. Thank you, Captain. Also, as a proclamation, designate the month of April as National 911 Education Month. Again, there in their packet, there is a proclamation to that effect. And another proclamation to designate the week of May 20th as Emergency Medical Services Month, And we all are very proud of our EMS service and the paramedics and EMTs that serve us. So take those to note. Move on to item C, approval of the regular Common Council meeting minutes of March 6th. Is there any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to
approve? So move.
Second.
It's going to be a long meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2 is the minutes of the March 8th special common council meeting.
So moved.
Approved.
Second.
Now we're all involved. All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Also the minutes of the March 13th special common council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G1 is a donation from Toastmasters in the amount of $30 for the food pantries.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to stop for one moment and say that even though I'm an old guy, set in my ways and a matter of routine, I did learn something from Council President D'Andrea that I'm going to adopt effective immediately. We move on to item G2, page 17 in your packet.
Oh, yes.
I heard him do that, and I thought, that was a great idea. I wish Tom Taylor did that when I was at Alderman.
I did.
You did?
No, that's good.
This is a status report regarding the Ballpark Commons project. Mr. Fuchs.
Thank you. So I just wanted to come, and since the city is a partner in the Ballpark Commons development, and I think it's been a while since there's been a official update, I want to just provide a brief update regarding the status of that project. So I'll just briefly be running down the topics that are outlined in the council action sheet. Feel free to stop me if you have any questions. So starting with the project management, as this is a large, complex project, a point person has been designated on the developer side and the city side. These individuals will handle the coordination for all parts of the project, make sure that the project stays on track, meets the agreed-upon timeframes. I've taken on the role as the project manager for the city, and Greg Marceau of Marceau Construction will be the project manager for the development team. In your packets, you have a chart, which was Exhibit B2 of the development agreement, which lists the milestones for the project. These were established to ensure the developer continues to move forward with the project as understood by the city. The first 12 items listed have been completed. It's my understanding that some other milestones are done as well, particularly those dated March 5th and 12th. But staff is still waiting to receive the documentation to verify those.
Before you go on,
mm-hmm.
back to project management for a second. I know we all have relationships with various people of both sides of this project, but I do ask that you run your questions or at least make Nick aware of what you're asking, because it's all being documented now. So please do us that favor. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. So work has begun on site. The city has recently issued a land disturbance permit to allow the work that's necessary for the methane system replacement. Applicant has also begun tree removal, installation of silt fencing, and other related prep work to prep the site for construction. I did want to note that the city will not release any permits until we have DNR approval or an approval from any other agency that's required. The developer has provided contact information to the neighbors directly abutting the property. So it is those properties that are just immediately adjacent to the site. Separate letters were distributed regarding the methane system replacement and for just general construction activities. Letters were also sent from Sigma today offering to replace the methane and carbon monoxide monitors located in those homes that had them previously installed by Milwaukee County.
And we hope that the people taking advantage of these methane monitors will be far more substantial than what they were under the previous program.
Agreed.
Did I say that nice enough?
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you. I all feel better now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
There are several applications that have been submitted and are currently under review. They include a PDD amendment, 3 certified survey maps, and 2 site plans. It's anticipated that the PDD amendment and site plan for the C1 building, which is the mixed-use office building north of Rawson, will be brought forward to the April 5th Plan Commission meeting. The CSMs and site plan for the 4 apartment buildings would follow after that. I wouldn't expect much lag time. The developer will also soon be submitting a major PDD amendment and site plan, which would be related to a request for a senior housing development south of Rawson. That could be submitted as soon as the end of this week. I did want to make sure the council was aware that the developer will be acquiring 3 separate pieces of right-of-way, 1 north of Rawson and 2 south of Rawson. Once those areas are acquired by the developer, staff will bring forward a proposal from Ellers to assist the city in going through a TID boundary amendment to bring those pieces into TID 5. Last week, Staff was informed by the developer that the light shields were installed and lights adjusted. We are just now waiting for documentation of that work, and then we can verify what was done and that it's in compliance with the PDD and Unified Development Ordinance. I include a financial note. The city wired just over $3 million to Knight Berry per the development agreement. The first draw request was made by the developer for about $1.2 million. That request is under review by the finance department, and the next amount due by the city is about $1.5 million, and that is scheduled for March 26th. So as for next steps, the city staff and the developer will continue to meet on a weekly basis. The developer will continue infrastructure work on site upon receiving all necessary approvals. Staff will continue to follow up on the completion of those milestones and make sure those get done. And the application submittals will continue through the regular planning review process as they come in. So I'm happy to take any questions. Otherwise, if the council would like, I can continue to give periodic updates.
Question? Alderman Willem.
I just want to thank you for this. That's it.
Anybody else? Is there a motion to receive and place on
the floor? So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3 on page 21. Thanks, Nick. Resolution authorizing certain officials to approve an agreement with Milwaukee County for maintenance of new traffic signals resulting in the development of
some over
comments.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G4 on page 35. Resolution imposing conditions and restrictions and a special use for a professional home cleaning service business at 11113 West Forest Home Avenue.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, I will mention, it's not politically correct, but I will. We've had issues with the owner of this parcel, and there are substantial conditions and penalties in these two documents for compliance for prior commitments.
Hmm.
Item G5 on page 63, a resolution imposing conditions for an eyelash extension service at the same place.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6, Alderman Taylor. A resolution opposed, approving funding authorization for the barn project.
Well, I think I'll make a motion to approve. I think it's pretty self-explanatory in the actual documentation of why we're doing this, where the money's coming from. I think it's necessary to get this project completed. A lot of time and effort has been spent by the Historical Society. They've raised a lot of money, and it's just the right thing to do. It's, if you look at how often it's used, I mean, it's a park in the middle of our community, whether it's the 4th of July or Christmas or during the Easter egg hunt. I mean, there's weddings there. There's school children there, and I think this just really adds a final missing component, and former Mayor Taylor is correct. It will be like a museum, and I appreciate your words in that. So I have a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think the price is only going to increase if we continue to delay this, and the Franklin Historical Society has done a lot for the community, and they've always come through when asked for more funds, so I am going to support the project.
Alderman Barber.
I totally support this for all the reasons that were mentioned previously. The only thing I ask is that Jim Lucky and the Historical Society don't go out and buy another barn within the next 2 years, please.
I have agreed to that condition.
Alderman Nelson.
I'd also like to thank Mr. Lucky and the other members of the Historical Society because he's done an excellent job, and thank you.
You're the only one. Alderman Dandridge.
I had better say thank you as well. But I know that it's a small group, but it's a strong group that has put a lot of financial finances of their own into this project as well. And so I want to thank you as a community for what you've all done, as well as the people that aren't here.
Thank you very much for the hard work, and I know it'll be greatly appreciated.
Okay, I appreciate this as well. However, I sit in the middle chair, right? Mm-hmm. You know what's coming, Jim. This is unbudgeted funds. We have at risk here $40,000. I take Jim at his word. I have no reason not to. He's come through in the past. So the amount goes from 40 to 6,000. I would like the motion to include reimbursement of that 6,000 since we're rubbing nickels together to make dimes. I would like to see the taxpayers made whole on this.
My motion is, I'm leaving the motion the way it is, Your Honor.
Okay. Who's the second?
Alderman Nelson.
My second's the same.
Okay. So everybody's clear.
Because
I caught a ration of garbage at the last two budget meetings. So, okay. It's fine.
Fine.
As long as we all understand.
Oh, we do.
Okay. On the motion.
You have a veto pen, too, Your Honor. So, I mean, you can always choose to use that if you don't like this, or you can sign it. That's up to you.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7 is on page 95, Milwaukee County Transit System request to place a bus stop on 27th Street. Mr. Morrow.
You may recall that last year Milwaukee County extended their Burple bus line down 27th Street from the Walmart area down to Northwestern Mutual. What that did was that the buses made a turnaround there at Northwestern Mutual's front entrance, but when they didn't make the run all the way to Northwestern Mutual, they actually turned around using Riverwood Boulevard. Ridership, I understand, has been very good. Now with IKEA opening, they'd like to extend the line down 27th Street to Drexel. How that affects Franklin is that they will no longer have to pull into Northwestern Mutual's lobby or parking lot. But in addition, they when Northwestern Mutual's closed, they will still continue to IKEA, which means that they no longer need the bus stop on Riverwood Boulevard. So they will no longer be making that loop that they do now, and you may have heard some complaints regarding that. So this item was discussed at the Board of Public Works meeting. The county is requesting a stop on both sides of the road. The other side of the road is an Oak Creek jurisdiction issue, but on the south side, it would be south of the Northwestern Mutual Way Boulevard. And I'm supportive of that location as opposed to the north side, you know, for site vision issues. I think that's preferable. The concerns we had at the Board of Public Works was regarding there is no pad there for these step outs. So they would step out off the curb, and there's a grass strip that they would have to cross to get to the sidewalk. I made them understand that it's not in my budget to install those, and they understand that, and the concept is that they would ask for funding for future years to put that in. So unless you direct me to place a pad out there, but I don't plan to put a city pad out there. So.
A couple of questions. First of all, I don't see an agreement here. Is there agreement or what?
They're not asking for an agreement. At least I haven't been asked for an agreement. They just want our blessing.
Because my preference would be that any approvals, and I'm not sure that this is ripe for us to approve or deny it. It's just not our land. But if we have that capability, I would say it expires in a year, at which time the MCTS, if they're going to continue the route, puts a pad in and the shelter.
I should also note that this is DOT right-of-way, too. So it's,
right. Yeah. So I'm not sure we have the authority here. But that would be my, you know, I'm okay for getting the line started, but can't have mud holes where people are standing waiting for the bus.
I can ask them for an agreement. As you recall, last year they didn't ask for an agreement.
But I don't know that we have the authority to do that. But it would be my suggestion that the maker of the motion put in that we ask for a pad and a shelter for a year from now, whatever. Alderman Taylor.
Well, here's what I'm going to say, Your Honor. This, first off, it's good that it's getting rid of Riverwood. The people didn't like it in Alderman Wilhelm's district. We had a meeting. This came before the council. The only reason it's really here before the council is because I said, why don't we just let the council know for the record that this is going on? I don't think they just need a blessing from us, and that we basically did that at Public Works. what they told us at Public Works, the members from the two individuals from MCTS, was that when they put in pads, it was based on getting grant money to do that. That they don't budget for that, and they didn't get the grants this past year. If I recall, they said they probably don't see them next year or future years. So who knows whether or not they're going to get the money. So we can, I suppose, put some resolution out there saying that there's a one-year agreement. But remember, this is at the same time that some people in this room are trying to get buses to other parts of the city of Franklin, like, say, the business park. And if you want to hassle MCTS on something like this, you're going to make my job more difficult trying to get a route to the business park. So to me, I think we can say we encourage it, but if you want to basically say, let's tie their hands in a year if you don't have a pad, well, then if they don't have the money, then what, they're going to stop going to Northwestern Mutual? We're going to piss off one of our big partners in this community, and they're just going to blow right past them and go to IKEA? So I don't know. I understand what you're saying. I don't think I want to see a mud pit either, but I don't think we have a lot of teeth. And frankly, there are sometimes decisions that we make here that make my job more difficult to try to do things that you're asking me to do.